Karma Bank
Da,
coming
da, da,
to
da.
you from.
Come closer to me. Come closer to me. Why are
Well,
you so far
it's your
away?
fault that you're way over there.
Is that right?
Yeah, sleepyhead. We're in Parma.
Yeah. Parma, Italy. What did we have for lunch? Parmesan cheese and Parma ham, didn't we?
Exactly. It was so delicious. It was probably one of the best meals that we've had in all of Italy.
It was, yeah.
And Max promptly came back to the hotel and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Just like a good old Italian man.
Yeah, I'm all for that whole sleep thing and nappy time. Nappy time! Oh, yeah. Hey, looking at the Financial Times, I see that the Bolivian people are getting ready for the inauguration of Evo Morales. Yeah, and the rich people are bracing themselves for the installment of this pro-people president into the presidential office in Bolivia. Yeah, so the rich people are running scared. And I think the rich people should start running scared all over the world, whether it's in Bolivia or in America, because the people are starting to, this is my New Year's message. The people must rise up now and kick the rich man in the ass. And I say that being not all that rich myself, I don't really fear being one of the ones getting kicked in the ass. I'm merely part of the mass affluent. I'm not one of the rich of the rich.
No,
I didn't get a
there's a
£1 million bonus this Christmas in the
no,
city.
no.
I did a few good things. I did a few bad things. I'm going to pay some taxes to the corrupt government in Washington, and they'll use my money to buy guns to kill innocent Iraqis, and they'll use my money to fuel political corruption and the religious right in America, who will denounce knowledge, denounce education, denounce progress in favor of backward-looking, nasal-gazing,
Nasal.
a-hole surfing, fundamentalist nonsense. Yeah, it's too bad, America. They've basically turned their back on humanism. You know, we were reading about the whole history of Italy last night in the hotel room. Actually, you read me the whole history of Italy last night in the hotel room. And it really encapsulates the whole tension between the forces of dictatorships and the people, between humanism and the church. And in America now, it's a very young country in America. They've never had the swing toward the church as they have now. They were born during a period of humanistic enlightenment. A pushback toward the church is when America was born in the 18th century. And now in the 21st century, they're undergoing a very historical and very predictable trend of the elites vis-a-vis the military grabbing power and wealth and exerting extreme poverty on the rest of the country. And this is what's happening in America. You're having an incredible split down the middle between the poor and the military rich, the military and the rich getting together, the military. And they always, of course, will assume, or they will push onto the people the need for the White House to assume dictatorial power. And that's where we're heading in America, is dictatorial power. We have a little Caesar cooking. And I don't mean the pizza company. I mean that little brat in the White House, that yuppie from hell, that short, ugly, well, I don't know, I've run out of epithets at the end of the
Chimpanzee
year.
looking.
But anyway, yeah, he's the whole thing there is that they need dictatorial power to fight so-called terrorism. You know, there's always been a tension between the barbarians and those inside the city gates. And the inside the gates, during great periods of civilization, they have relied on civil rights and democracy have made great civilizations great. When they fear losing their civilization, democracy, and freedom, they go to dictatorial powers. And then, of course, that is the end of civilization in those particular periods because they abandoned civil rights in the name of civil rights. It's just like America's foreign policy. They say that we need to burn down the village to bring them human rights. You know, this has been, isn't that, that's been the policy of colonialism going back 500 years. The reason the Europeans enslaved the Latin Americans and the Africans was to bring them human rights. That's what they called it back then, human rights. And now in Britain or in America, they're using the same argument to bring democracy to places like Iraq. They're going to destroy Iraq to bring it democracy. They're going to destroy as many countries as they possibly can, because it makes the most money as you can ever hope to make in the shortest period of time for the greediest few. These being the military contracting, dictatorial power-seeking, psychotic white men at the top.
Well, speaking of the dictatorial, maniacal white men at the top, apparently, while nobody was looking again over Christmas, the military-industrial complex in Iraq was pressing the government of Iraq to privatize all of their industries.
Yeah.
This was something going on while you were stuffing your face and gorging on credit for Chinese-made goods.
Yeah, I mean, the Iraq people, they really should join the insurgency if they want to avoid getting screwed by American contracting interests, who they're never going to have any access to the oil there. I mean, look at what's happened in anywhere else American oil companies have gone. Mm. They saddle the locals with debt, and the locals never see any revenue. They stay in perpetual indebtedness, and that's the whole deal. If you look at what Putin just said to Ukraine, there's a big conflict now between Russia and Ukraine. Putin's got the gas. Ukraine's got the pipeline. Putin wants to quadruple gas prices. He's not happy that the Ukraine split off as an independent state. The Ukraine is saying, we're going to charge you to move the gas from Russia to Europe through our pipeline. So they've got huge political tension. So what Putin is saying to Ukraine is, well, I'm going to lend you $3.5 billion. So he's using the IMF and World Bank trick of loading people up with debt, and they become indentured servants, and then mm-hmm. they become beholden to the debt. That's what Latin America is saying. Now, we know that trick already. That's why Argentina and these other countries like Venezuela are paying off their IMF and the World Bank debt immediately, because there's too many strings attached. They don't get any good out of it. It's not like they're able to, like on a Wall Street banker, borrow tons of money and start a bogus real estate company and then float that real estate company on the stock exchange, take a huge bonus, and then watch all the shareholders collapse like they're doing in the UK. That's one story I saw in the UK.
Oh, really?
Is that the number of real estate firms in the UK last year that went public was seven times, was 20, which is more than the last 7 years combined. And this is just a classic Wall Street trick of beating the masses to a pulp, manipulating the market. Basically, everyone in the UK has been driven into the real estate sector, as the rest of the economy has been privatized and sold off to foreign countries, foreign interests. So there's very few ways for people in the UK to make money now, except by speculating in the real estate market. So they set up all these real estate trading properties and companies. And when the insiders are probably listing the exact same properties as all the other companies that are going public are listing. This is one of the interesting things about what you can do, the magic of Wall Street and the magic of the city. I'm sure that many of these companies going public in the real estate industry are listing the exact same properties. But there's no one accounting to say, you claim to have a backlog of these 500 properties, but so do these other 19 companies.
And also today, Reuters was reporting that the UK had the worst housing market this year in over a decade. So suddenly, all of these firms want to go public as soon as the easy profits have been made.
Yeah, they're moving the risk into the public domain.
Yeah.
So the public will be caught with the risk. The public will end up with the shares in their retirement accounts. The retirement accounts will be marked down when the real estate market collapses. And the public is constantly getting screwed over. And those on the inside, primarily driven by the military contractors, are doing a runner. And they're setting up a situation where there's incredible wealth gaps and that there's incredible penury imposed on the masses for the benefit of the few on the inside who are seeking dictatorial powers in the name of fighting so-called terrorism. But we've seen it many, many, many times again. So you get back to our history of Italy, which we were talking about yesterday. They've been through it several times.
Many
going
times.
Going back to 700 BC.
Yeah, the remarkable thing is how consistently and constantly and repetitively history repeats itself. It just constantly repeats itself in the same exact way. And there were a number of things that seemed that America is mimicking. Number one is the Counter-Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the papal court in Italy financed the Renaissance happening. But apparently once it led to free thought, the papacy cracked down and built these mega churches, which mm-hmm. exactly like what you see in America right now, these mega giant churches filling 30,000 people. Well, Italy did the same thing for the Counter-Reformation. And of course, what ultimately came out of the Counter-Reformation was the Inquisition mm-hmm. and burning of heretics. And we all know that history. Right. But the other thing that was similar was World War I, apparently, it consolidated so much wealth in the hands of the military contractors that this set the stage for massive poverty in Italy and therefore the rise of fascism that mm-hmm. came out of it. And mm-hmm. this also seems to be another trend that is happening in America.
Right.
That military adventures causing the or allowing for the consolidation of wealth in a few hands.
Well, I mean, yeah, the history repeats itself. And I think that what's interesting in American history is that it was born during this period of great humanism, enlightenment, democracy, mm-hmm. which goes back to Aristotle's time. There's been this tension throughout the history going back to Aristotle between the church and the military contractors and the people and struggle for power. This America was born in this period, and for 200 years they've never yet experienced their experience yet with dictatorship. So this is going to be the first time in American history that they have to deal with dictatorship and a dictator. The Bush agenda, as he said with the wiretapping, is to piss on the Constitution. He's a dictator. He's crowned himself imperial god of America. The people of America really have no choice other than to revolt at this point. That's their choice. Or be happy being living in a dictatorship. But a dictatorship doesn't, you know, it doesn't play well on the world stage. So when the rest of the world starts to really outcompete America in industry and in business, and America's poor gets even poorer, and America's middle class, remember, America's middle class is happy to get cheap goods at Walmart and work at crap jobs, as long as the stuff that they're buying at Walmart is cheaper. Their sense of well-being is not that bad. They may be living in a trailer park, but the prices of goods at Walmart are so cheap, they're living like so-called kings. But because the wages in China are now moving up, the wages in the colonies are moving up thanks to globalization, that the people in the red states and the trailer parks are going to now go from living comfortably, the comfortable poor, to the abject poverty-stricken. And these people have nobody to blame but themselves. Because they're letting a dictator steal all the money from them to give it to their military buddies and go kill people in Iraq because they don't happen to be white and chased lunatics in caves and spending hundreds of billions of dollars doing it because this is the justification to seek dictatorial powers and to give all your money to the military contracting buddies and the Exxon companies and the energy companies.
Well, but
we've seen it over and over again. But this is Americans. The reason America's so stupid to this is because it never happened to them before. America's
no,
never had
not.
A dictator in their midst like this before. They've had neo-poser fascists like McCarthy. But they never had a guy who's actually sat down in the dictatorial chair.
Yeah, but the other thing that the history shows is, if you look at it, it seems to be that the cycle, the natural cycle for any sort of political system, seems to be about 230 to 300 years. And that seems to be where America's at. It's by that point, the concentration of wealth gets so extreme, and it always ends with civil war.
Yeah.
Or some barbarian or vandal or Gaul or one of these sort of people at the gates.
Well, the American economy is being stripped of all its wealth. And there's abject poverty coming to America. And the question is, are the American people going to fight? And I think this year is the year that this becomes obvious. And this is where the New York Times and these other newspapers fail in giving a good perspective on what's really happening, because they tend to frame things in terms of, you know, is the administration going to cop to its responsibility and start acting better? When they don't really inform the readers of the New York Times of what's really going on, will the administration, will the people, they shouldn't be talking about the administration, the New York Times. Forget the administration. The administration's a lost cause. The New York Times and these other periodicals have got to start talking to the people mm-hmm. and saying, we need to get our act together to begin to mount the insurrection. That's what the New York Times needs to be starting to say. And it's irresponsible for them not to say that. I mean, that's why the New York Times, you have to ask themselves, who are they working for? Well, they've got reporters embedded in the White House. They've got bloggers embedded in Iraq. They don't work for the people. The New York Times is working for the insiders.
Well, but I'm trying to picture these historical events, the storming of Bastille, the, you know, the overthrowing of various monarchies around the world. And I can't imagine 1,200-pound peasants like taking them on.
Yeah, but that 1,200-pound peasant, you know, given the Bush's new economic program, was going to be a 90-pound angry guy with a big old automatic semi-weapon.
But that's the brilliant thing. It's not true, because there's this processed food, which these manufacturers, these corporations, the very sort of corporations that own the military-industrial complex, create this processed food to make you fat no matter what.
I got to believe that somewhere in America there's some real Americans who are willing to take the to stick it to the man. You know, I can't believe they're all 1,200-pound, you know, fat, obese, overeating troglodytes or troglodytes. I should say troglobites.
Troglobites.
They're troglobiting their way through a box after box of Tim Horton donuts. The troglobites.
That's what you should call these old economy, these sort of Ma Bell companies that are trying to destroy the internet.
I gotta believe that there's people in America willing to stand up for America. I mean, you got a dictator in office who's, he's the last thing. He's no American. He's a dictatorial scumbag. I mean, America's going, we got to, you know, who's going to start this revolution going, man? Who's going to start this party? Get this party going.
I think you just have to, it'll be competition. It's always once China becomes more powerful, or Brazil or India, or once the poverty sets in more to the middle class. Right now, they're still in the high of the easy credit boom.
The middle class, you know, if they want to really prepare themselves, sell their house, put 50 to 60% of the proceeds into physical gold somewhere where the government can't find it, and then just step off the tax rolls
Yeah.
completely and starve the government. You know, the government talks about starving the beast, which is